Matt Greenwood back on J98, joined by Sean Breeze of the victorious Jefferson Blue Jays, district champions for the first time in school history in the first year as a head coach at Jefferson for Coach Breeze. Coach, before we start talking about the game, that moment right there at the net, you got to cut down the last string and got the biggest roar from the crowd.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I can't even really explain it. A little embarrassing, I guess, because all I'm doing is standing over there. The kids are out here. They're the ones that, you know, are putting the sweat in. So proud of them, but it was so neat to see the community, just everybody out there, that fan section that we had. My goodness, they're crazy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So nice to see them have that moment. You don't always get those, so when you do, it's a wonderful thing to watch.
As I mentioned a couple of times throughout the broadcast, Coach, and definitely towards the end, you took Crystal City to 3 district championships, got them as far as the state quarterfinals back in 2012. So you, as a coach, know what it takes from a mindset perspective, from a working out perspective, from a team, chemistry arrangement. You know how it all needs to work in order to be successful, and it's obviously rubbed off on these guys. But talk about this group moving forward. I know it's not over. I'm talking like it's the end of the season.
Right, right.
It's
no, not. It's okay.
You're district
that's
champs.
Okay.
You're on to the state playoffs. But talk about this group and just how much they've bought into you and your, your thoughts on how to go about running a successful program, that sort of thing.
Well, it starts with the kids. I mean, the kids have to want to listen. They have to want to be a part of it. You know, a lot of coaches say a lot of the same stuff. So, but these kids, they bought in. You know, defensively, I thought they have just become an extremely good defensive team. And that's not a whole lot of fun to work on. They've done it. They've never complained about it one day. And, it's just them, their effort, the way that they play together, the way they stay together in the locker room, on the court. And, that's just congrats to them. It was such a great thing for me to sit back and watch sometimes there in the fourth quarter, third quarter, when things started clicking, we were going to the rim. I think I was enjoying more kind of being a fan, watching our bench and our kids on the floor get so excited.
I mean, something that these kids are going to remember for a while, and boy, you got to power forward now to the state sectional round. Steelville or St. James, they play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so you'll know by the end of Saturday evening who you're going to be playing on Wednesday in the state sectional. And I'm sure it's nice for you that it's at Jefferson College.
Yeah.
So that's right around the corner, so that should be fun as well on Wednesday. But I asked Easton, and I'll ask you the same question, Coach. What are you and the Blue Jays working on to make sure that this good feeling from tonight's district championship continues through the state playoffs?
I think the first thing is you let them enjoy this for about 24 hours. You know, they don't get a whole lot of time, and I've told them, you know, whenever you win things and you succeed, expectations go up a little bit, which means we got to keep working. It's not ever going to be easy. But they know what's at stake. They knew we had to get through this first, and I don't think it's going to be a problem getting them real fired up for this one. But like I said, let them enjoy this. Let everybody enjoy this, because you're still looking at everybody out here. Just really fun to be a part of it. I'm humbled.
I was thinking maybe I should save this question for later on, later on in the state playoffs, but I think I'm going to go ahead and ask this now. Coach Breeze, I know this is bigger than you. It's about the kids and all that good stuff, but at the same time, you got to take it personal at some point, because you are totally invested emotionally and, in everything. But your name will now be associated with the first ever district championship Jefferson Blue Jays boys basketball team. Your thoughts on just that thought alone?
You know, it's kind of an honor. I mean, I think the administration, Mr. Johnson, our superintendent, Mr. Haug, our principal, Mr. Coach Dreyer, our AD, and the school board, they gave me the opportunity. So, I'm very appreciative, I guess, is what I should say, because just for them to allow me to have the opportunity, come in, work with these good kids, with the good fans, with the good families. But again, we've all got to do it together, and we did, and it finally came together tonight, and good for them.
All right, before I let you go, Coach Breeze, and we try to track down John Wyko, I think he's getting pulled further and further away from us. I want to check in on the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Walker, 800-851-5371. I hope your brain's not racing too much at this point, but I would like for you to tell us what you felt like was the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game tonight.
Well, you know, there were so many. I guess I'll say that there was a little group of them, and it was about a two-minute stretch where we had a couple guys cutting through to the lane, and we were hitting them. We got some layups. They started pressuring, and we got down the floor and got some easy buckets. And I really thought about those three, four possessions offensively where we were able to finally put points on the board, keep that lead right around 10. That was really, really a big one. You know, it's hard. It's hard for me to pick one. John had so many big rebounds, and everybody – the defense that Eric played, that Daniel McCorder came in and played, it was everybody. You know, Jacob Bridges is somebody that I think people sleep on sometimes. They don't realize he's everywhere on the floor the whole game.
Yeah.
So there were a lot, but I would say that little stretch there in the third, fourth quarter where we were able to get some easy buckets, probably huge.
Coach, I'm going to let you keep going and celebrating. Not going to hold you too much longer. Thanks for your time. We'll see you in the sectionals.
Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. That is Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays.